sipping on the flow. Got my tool in my flow, that my two main hoes. Me and all my walls stick together like the Zoes. Stop, I say, who got the yay for the low? And I keep birds with me, like I'm straight out Holly Grove.
My fingers, they itching for that paper. My fingers, they itching for that paper. I'm riding around the city and I got that calculator. I'm a motherfucking monster when they come to get that paper. Hey, my fingers, they itching for that paper. My fingers, they itching for that paper. I'm riding around the city and I got my calculator. I'm a motherfucking monster.
What's up, what's up?
Yeah, my baby right here on Spot On. Let's talk, let's have fun, and let's be smart. Every Wednesday and Friday at 7 until 8 p.m. Only on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
I'ma flirt. Soon as I see her walk up in the club, I'ma flirt. Winking eyes at me when I roll up on them dubs, I'ma flirt. Sometimes when I'm with my chick on the low, I'ma flirt. And when she's with a man looking at me damn right, I'ma flirt. So homie, don't bring your girl to meet me, cause I'ma flirt. And baby, don't bring your girlfriend to eat, cause I'ma flirt. Please believe it, unless your game is tight and you trust her, then don't bring her around me, because I'ma flirt. Now I swear to tell the truth and the whole truth. When it comes to those, I'll be pimping like I supposed to, rolling like I supposed to, shining like I supposed to, in the club freaking with honeys like I supposed to. I don't understand when a player bring his girlfriend to the club, freaking all on the floor with his girlfriend in the club, and wonder why all these players trying to holler at her. Just soon as she go to the bathroom, player, I'm gonna holler at her. A dog on the prowl when I'm walking through the mall. If I could, man, I probably would work with all of y'all. Yeah, yeah, homie, you say she your girlfriend, but when I step up to her, I'ma be like cousin. Believe me, man, this is how them players do it in the shot. And plus, we got them player at flirters in the shot. Now, the moral of the story is cuff your chick, cause hey, I'm black, handsome, I sing, plus I'm rich, and I'm a flirt.
Hey, homie, you ain't getting no money, you better keep away from me, dude.
Well, if you love your girl and wanna keep your girl, I'll be walking up and asking me to meet you, girl. Because I'm well enough to flirt when I speak to girl. She went the eyes on the slide, I see you, girl. Better treat your girl right, cause another man will. Better treat your girl like another man will, cause you need your wife and I see your wife. Now be for real, how long you think it's finna be your wife? When I'm living the life, you just getting it right. Yo, lady, look at me cause you ain't hitting it right. She probably used to like you cause you the been the type. That's until it came along and put some pick in the light. When I seen how that ass looking thick in the life, I noticed she was checking me and digging the ice. Hey, if I did that tonight, better hit that twice. I could even make a mind if I hit that right. You know, smack that thing, sit that right. Up on that dresser, yeah, that's right. Pulling on her hair like we getting in a fight. Yeah, I know it's kinda tight, but it'll swing just right. So if you're giving sexy and shit past me, don't be upset, G, cause you might catch me trying to catch a glance up a skirt, then we clan in reverse. If I see her, I like it,
let's
then
let's go, y'all. When I pull up to the club, all the shouters be like,
damn, 28,
8. Then I be like, girl, you know just who I
am, don't hate,
hey. See, I done fell in love with a stripper, y'all. All I do is flirt with her and I get them draws. And I don't need no help, I got it down packed. Teddy Payne was born to flirt, now you can't down that. Now I'm a flirt, whether I'm in or out of town. That's why they call me Teddy Pender Ass. I be like, oh, I see ya, only mama me, I'm on pain. What is your name? I'm feeling your vibe and I'm hoping you feel the same. I'ma wink my eye and let you know I got the game. When I pass by, I know exactly what to say. He's so fine. And yes, he's so blue. Now, hey, shorty.
Walk up in the club, I'm a flirt. Realize it me when I roll up on them dubs, I'm a flirt. Sometimes when I'm...
Relationships can be too much homework for two people. Boys and girls is what Spot On is all about. Join Yemma Baby and get the A-plus in your relationship circles, only on Penguin Radio.
I do it for the ladies.
Yeah. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to my show. Last week, I know you've been missing me. So last week, I couldn't get to the studio because there were a few things happening in my life. But fortunately, I'm back and I miss you guys. And all the folks that are tuned in, we have a lot of stuff to talk about today because stuff from last week, stuff from this week, like a lot has been going down. So, you know, thanks for tuning in. You listening to radio.dominican.edu. Yemma will be right here. And the show is Spot On. Ain't no other show that keeps it real the way that we do up in here. All right. So we have a lot to talk about. Like I said, first and foremost, I'm going to just, you know, brief you on what I got for you today, because I know y'all can't wait to listen. There's this guy who's a soldier who killed his friend because he was just, they were fooling around. and somebody ended up dead, okay? And there is a kid, 13-year-old kid, who shot himself dead. Don't touch that dial, just wait to hear the reason why he shot himself dead. And there is a billionaire who wants, you know, who's offering like $60 million for somebody who's going to end up, you know, marrying his daughter. Listen for that. And there is this angry employer who is mad with the boss and he did something nasty. I can't wait to talk about that. There is a father who was warning his son about porn. You know, he was checking out his son's computer, trying to fix it. And then he bumped into porn and he was like, yo, I'm your dad. And this is not, okay, he didn't say this is not cool, but he said, this is cool, but so long as you don't be an addict. Okay, I'm gonna give you more on that. And 70-year-old prostitutes who are twins, like in Netherlands. And they're saying between these two twins, they're 70 years old right now. One of them left the game. The other one is still in the game. She's still a prostitute. And they're saying that in between them, they have slept with 355,000 men. Okay? 355,000 men. I don't think any other woman gets close to that. Check out that too. And we have story about nutrition in high school and how the United States government is trying to make or try to cure obesity, trying to make kids maintain that healthy body. So, more of that's coming up. So if you're tuning in right now, do not touch that dial. Like you heard, we have a lot to talk about and it's going to be so interesting. Okay, just let me clear my throat, let me get some water, and then I'm gonna be right back, like in a minute or so. Okay, do not go anywhere.
There's something leaking in your mind. Don't look too good for you and me. Always getting weak. That ain't what I need, baby. Is a pretty woman next to me. Oh, please, baby. To share the dreams that I've been.
Shine forever, but as long as it's here, then we might as well shine together. Never mind the weather, go somewhere and get our minds together. Build a love that'll last forever, so let's stop the pain, stop the rain. Put stress to rest, girl, stop the games. Name the spot, mommy, I got the plane. Road too rough, I got the rain. I got some things, known to put rocks and rings. Push 100-foot yachts and things, your man don't play. Have you ever been to San Tropez or seen a brother play a mandolay? Girl, I wanna just look in your eyes and watch the sun. Sunrise. No more lies, no more tears to cry. No more reasons for leaving. You, I believe in. Love you to the day
this
I stop
is
breathing.
What I, need.
I love you, girl. Come on.
Yes, I need. A pretty woman next to me.
Next to me, girl.
To share the dreams that I believe.
When I wake up in the morning,
maybe we can start a family.
I wanna see a pretty face.
Someone to truly understand.
Is that all you want?
Is a pretty woman next to me?
Make a sacrifice
to share the dreams that I believe.
And maybe, maybe we
someone to truly understand.
How to treat a man.
This is what I need, baby.
Is a pretty woman next to me?
Standing next to me.
Welcome back. Like I promised, 1 minute is not even up and I'm back. All right, so let's put the show on the road. Okay, so first and foremost, that song that just played right now is one of my favorite top songs, and I really, really love that song. And if you just, you know, if you had the lyrics to the song, it says something like, you know, somebody wanting the right kind of woman, the woman that will kind of treat you right and make you feel like a real man, the woman who make you want to come back home when you, you know, you've had a long day at work. Not, you know, not just any kind of woman who will make you stay away, you know, with the boys and not want to come home. So everybody wants the right woman. I want somebody that's going to make me happy. So there is this thing in marriage, and there is this article that I came across today talking about how men and women have kind of corrupted marriage. So it seems like marriage is no longer that holy union between a man and a woman, or a man and a, it's no longer like that holy. It's like people have kind of corrupted it with selfish material desires. And there is this thing that we call prenuptial agreements, you know, the kind of agreements that people come up with before they get married, because they want to know like what's going to happen if, for instance, something happened and we still together, we're still in this marriage. So a lot of people are kind of concentrating so much on the prenuptial agreement that they don't focus all their attention to making the marriage work. So I'm not blaming men or women, but I'm just saying that a lot of these folks have actually corrupted marriage. And the article was saying that some of the demands that both men and women want in marriage, it's just so perplexing. Like, it's just so confusing why people no longer wanna just be sane. And some men would want, the kind of prenuptial agreement that some men are signing, some of them are saying that they are going to withhold fans from their wives. If, for instance, if they add weight, you know, they want them to maintain a perfect body shape. They want it to be, you know, to weigh a certain pound. And if they go more than that, or if they go less than that, then they're not going to fulfill their husband duties. And some women are saying that if the kind of agreement that they're saying, if their husband put on more weight, they're also not going to perform their wifely duties. Crazy, right? Some men are also saying that if their woman, for instance, puts on green and they don't like the green color, they're going to ban all those green clothes, and the woman or their wife is not going to do nothing about it because they signed the prenuptial agreement. So a lot of people go into marriages thinking about what they're going to gain after the marriage. This is not cool. This is not the way it was back in my day when I was growing up. This is not how I see my folks doing it. So these days, things are kind of corrupted, man. And, you know, letting that go. There's this army guy. He's a Marine. His friend had a hiccup, and apparently they were just seated, the two of them, you know, having a nice time watching soccer, watching TV. And when the friend started, you know, having hiccups, the guy just reached inside him, and apparently they were just, you know, fooling around. So he wanted to scare his friend, hoping that he's going to scare away the hiccup and the hiccup is going to go away. So what happened was, he took his sidearm handgun and he pointed at his friend and he pulled the trigger. He pulled the trigger. And y'all know what happened after that? He shot his friend right in the eye, and the friend ended up dead. Folks, this was yesterday. So, you know, he tried, of course, like when the police came, the guy was dead, and he was trying to excuse himself, and he was like, yo, I thought that the gun had dummy bullets, and I didn't think that, you know, the gun had real bullets. So, lesson one, you know, why am I bringing this topic up? The reason why I'm sharing this today is when you go to a shooting range, when you're being taught how to use a gun, there are a couple of things that you're taught right before you start using the gun. First, or the first lesson for the day when you're handling a gun, is you should always treat a gun as if it's loaded. Whether it doesn't have bullets, or whether it has bullets, or whether it has dummy bullets, you should always, always treat it as if the gun is loaded. Lesson two, never point a gun at anything or anybody unless you want to destroy it. Do not
ever point a gun at anybody or anything unless you want to destroy that thing or that somebody. Okay? Because the last thing that you want right now in your life is you don't want to go to jail. And nobody's going to understand that it was a damn joke. Everybody's going to be, you know, it's going to be manslaughter. It's going to be murder. Step number three. Guns and alcohol do not mix. Do not ever mix guns and alcohol. So if you think that you're under the influence of alcohol or any drug for that particular matter, stay away from guns, okay? You do not want to kill nobody. Stay away from guns. And personally, I don't like guns, by the way. But I got to admit, I went to a shooting range and I really, really had fun. You know, I thought I hated guns, but, you know, until I had a chance to use one, I was like, damn. You know, I'm really, really considering getting myself. anyways, so guns are killing people, man. This is, we should be more very careful when we're handling guns. There is this kid who is like a 13-year-old kid. So he felt like he was being bullied. You know, the kid is in, he's not even in high school, man. The kid is in preschool or elementary school. So what happened was one day in the morning, it was like a school costume day, and he came to school dressed up as Batman. Batman, yeah, the Batman villain, not Batman, the hero, but he dressed up as the Batman villain, or the guy, the bad guy who has like two faces, one good face and the other face is kind of messed up. He looks like a monster. That's how he dressed like. And right in front of his classmates, as you know, they were like going to, I don't know where they were going, but they were going somewhere to class or you know, just they were going somewhere. So what he did, he pulled out the gun and he shot himself right in front of his classmates. And right now, so sad, but the kid is dead. So, which brings me to, you know, saying this. I don't understand why we be dissing other students while we know damn well that they got a low self-esteem. This is to the folks who like that thing that I like calling verbal diarrhea. You know, talking the way you wanna just because you can, while not giving, you know, not caring if you're gonna hurt somebody's feelings or not. You know, this is what happens when people, these other people, and those people don't have a high self-esteem, and you actually makes them, you know, you make them so depressed that they think about doing something bad. You know, they're either gonna come with a gun to school. I mean, we've had of cases, people coming with guns to school and shooting everybody, shooting their classmates, teachers, and everybody that they come in contact with. And this is a scenario where a 13-year-old kid shoots himself just because he was stressed out and somebody bullied him. And maybe he tried to talk about it, and maybe the teacher didn't do nothing, or maybe the folks didn't take him seriously, or maybe the friends just didn't show a helping. You know, they didn't like give him a shoulder to cry on. Maybe when he was being dissed, everybody was just laughing about it. I'm so sad. This is a sad story. But, you know, sometimes this actual lesson of the day is just to make everybody understand that it is not cool when you talk down to people. You know, you got to treat people with respect. If it's a kid or if it's an old man, just you got to have a mutual respect for everybody so that everybody can also respect you. You know, so that is sad. It's very sad that I'm talking about that. But unfortunately, you know, it's the truth of the matter. Somebody's dead because some random kid just talked stupid or just, you know, bullied the kid. So, folks, something to think about. All right. Think about it. I think that we should treat people with courtesy. We should have courtesy when we're dealing with everybody. That is just me. Like, I'm going to take a little break. But when I come back, more stuff for you, okay? Do not go anywhere. You listen to the Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. Yeah, my baby, right here. And you know that we actually have the show on Wednesday and Friday. So do tune in the same time, which is like 7 until 8 o'clock. Okay? Do not go anywhere. I'll be right back.
see me fall apart.
In the words of a broken heart, it's just emotions taking me over. Caught up in sorrow, lost in the song. But if you don't come back, come home to me, darling.
Don't you know there's
nobody left in this world?
Go find your shining star.
Relationships can be too much homework for two people. Boys and girls is what Spot On is all about. Join Yemma Baby and get the A+ in your relationship circles, only on Penguin Radio.
Hey, welcome back. So, like I said, I hope you thought about it, because I thought about it, and I am saying that still I haven't changed my mind. That still we should be sane about everything. Okay, folks. All right. So, funny thing. There is this millionaire. Not millionaire, but billionaire. Billionaire. This guy from Hong Kong. His name, I'm going to, you know, not say his name because I don't want to be sued. But this guy, he's saying that he got a daughter who's like 24 years old. And the daughter studies in England, in London. She goes to university there. But the daughter recently graduated, and she got married to a fellow woman. So all I'm saying is the woman is lesbian. And the father is so mad, because you all know how Hong Kong, how the Asian culture is. Like some, you know, we kind of, you know, they're not. Like in the society, some things are not kind of socially accepted. That's what I'm saying. So the father, the billionaire father, has offered $60 million for any man that is going to convince his daughter to marry him. $60 million for any man who's going to woo the daughter into marriage. Now, folks, we are talking about $60 million. This is me right here. The reason why I'm right here talking to y'all is because I'm trying to get paid, right? So this is a man who's coming with $60 million to make, you know, just for any man who's going to convince the daughter that he's going to, you know, maybe change her ways, kind of, but not change her ways, but kind of just make the daughter love the guy. Get married, get $60 million. I know every man out there is thinking about that. I've been thinking about it since morning, and I don't know where to start. If I was in Hong Kong right now, I would have done something about it. This is a lot of money, and I'm just thinking, like, what if I got all that money? What would I be doing right now? I would buy myself a yacht. I would buy myself a big mansion in New York. I would buy myself a big mansion. Oh, okay, wait a minute. I'll give some of it to charity. Yes, I would. I would actually, you know, I'm a charitable man, so I would come up with something very reasonable. But all I'm saying is, I know a lot of people are thinking about this, and this is just not something to not think about. So all the men in Hong Kong, I'm wishing you guys the best of luck. Go out there, go all on out, put your game out. You know what I'm saying? So this is that situation which needs game. You know, put your game out and try to see if you can get this 60 mil, because this is a lot of money. But I'm saying this also at the back of my mind. I do know that if the woman chose to be gay, then there's nothing wrong with that, because she feels like it kind of makes her happy. So I don't understand why the father's trying to change her. You know, because this is the reason why he's giving all that money, is because he's trying to change the daughter into being normal, in quotes. So, I don't know. I don't know what y'all folks think about her. Do you think that the father loves the girl so much that he would give, or he's giving away $60 million to anybody who's going to convince the daughter to marry them? $60 million, folks. Do y'all think the father loves the daughter that much? Or do you think that the father is being selfish? Personally, I don't think the father is being selfish. Maybe I think that he's not fully embraced the fact that his daughter is gay. So he's trying desperately to see if he can change the daughter. But, I mean, sooner or later, maybe like after a couple of years or maybe months, he's going to come, he's going to come to terms with the fact that the daughter is gay, and he's going to kind of give that 60 mil to the daughter if no man proves to be, you know, if no man proves to have that pure game to convince the daughter into marrying them. So maybe he's going to give the daughter that 60 mil to change her life or to invest in something, because this is like the father's throwing away money, you know, because I don't think gentlemen would do that. I don't think any gentleman would go after that kind of offer, you know, because we men, one thing that is something, you know, it's kind of pure. We want to do something that we feel good about. You know, I don't want to go to hit on some girl just because somebody offered money. I don't want to play those kind of games. I want something that is pure. I want to fall in love with a real woman who wants to fall in love with me. Not because some random guys or half other say that any man who will come up at the winner, I'm going to give him 60 million. I don't want that. So, you know, if I was the dad's brother right now, I would be giving him advice. I would be like, hey, man, please. There are people starving in Africa. There are people starving in the Middle East. There are people starving in... right here where I'm at, there's people starving. So, come on, man. Would you try to find something better to do with the money? Try to find something better to do with the money. Help out the world, okay? Feel philanthropic. It pays to be philanthropic. That's why all those folks that are being philanthropic out there, they having a good life right now. They're living a life which is full of happiness because they don't feel guilty about anything, okay? So that is just me saying, but what do y'all think? Hit me on my Facebook fan page at Facebook Struck Spot On 12. Okay, share your comments. And apart from that, there is this guy who's also in London, and he recently got so mad with the boss because the boss tapped the woman that he was kind of in love with. This guy ain't married. This guy is like 34 years old, which by those standards, you know, age-wise, like he's supposed to be mature enough, you know, not to react the way he reacted. I'm going to let you know in a little bit the way he reacted. He reacted very irrationally. You know, the guy works in a good media company. He gets paid a lot of money. And he just, straight out of the blue, he just quit his job. He wrote a resignation letter and quit his job. So the reason why he quit his job, or the reason he's saying that why he quit his job, is the boss had sex with a woman that he likes. They're in the same company. And one time, the boss kind of kissed the woman, like before he wrote the resignation letter, the boss kissed that woman right in front of him. And he got so mad, and he's like, yo, I don't think I'm going to work here no more. I'm just going to quit my job because this is totally unacceptable. So he ended up quitting his job. So, folks, one thing. Yo, this is just an advice to the man out there. What do you do when you like somebody? Yeah, you like somebody. What do you do? Do you just sit back and relax and just like him like that? Like him in secret? Do you be, you know, do you stalk him? Do you become a secret admirer? I'm going to tell you what I do when I do like somebody. I get off my ass and I do something about it. I let them know that I do like him and to see if they kind of will give me a chance of liking me. So this guy likes this woman. He's not doing something about it. And when somebody does something about it, he gets mad and he quits his job. I don't think by any means this is the boss's fault. This is the man's fault for not doing anything about it. If you like somebody, you tell them that you do like him. And if they're interested in what you're saying, then they're going to give you the time of day. But if they're not, then they're going to tell you, like, yo, we respect the fact that you do like us, but it's not going to work, you know. And then you take it like a man, and then you move on to the next. That is how gentlemen are supposed to be, you know. You don't quit your job. No, this guy is jobless, yo. This guy is jobless just because he's jealous of the boss. I would never, ever, ever quit my job because of such a reason, yo. I got too much pride. I got too much pride to quit my job just because somebody's hitting on the lady that I do like. That is way messed up. So, I mean, looking by how the world is today, a lot of people are looking for jobs. People are jobless. People are looking for ways to get paid. People are going up and about, trying to get that diploma, try to get that degree, try to get that MBA, BA, or whatever it is that everybody's looking for so that they can get a good paying job. And here is somebody who got a paying job, quit his job just because of his boss liking his woman. I don't see any fault with that. Plus, nobody is nobody's property. If you like somebody, whether they do got a boyfriend or whether they do got a girlfriend, you let them know. And then if they reject you, you take it like a man and you move on. That is me saying that, folks. That is just my opinion. What do you feel about it? Do you think the guy is or was right to quit his job because the boss made out with the lady that he did like? This is not, it wasn't even his girlfriend, but he liked her. So that should be a reason for everybody to back off. Do you agree with this man? Do hit me up on my Facebook fan page at Facebook SpotOn12 and let me know what you think. All right? If you're tuning in right now, you're listening to Spot On at radio.dominican.edu. Yeah, my baby, right here. Do not go anywhere, okay? I'm going to be right back. We'll be right back.
said, you ain't no good, no good, but you feel so good. She said, what if I could, but I gotta leave you alone.
Yeah. She said,
I gotta leave you alone. So sad that I gotta leave you alone. I gotta leave you alone.
I got my mind on my money. All I need is a bad bitch that I can run through the city, spend his cash with. That I can run through the city, spend his cash on. Wake up in the morning, get my smash on. I don't want much, baby, egg whites. Stomach and your thighs and your legs right. While I'm out here focused getting this bread right. But if the head right, Jesus, the head lie. Wake up in the morning and I'm still here. Wake up in the morning and I ain't gone. All I ask, let me just do me. And maybe just me and you can get along. Had the mother bitches mad when they seen us. Had to match a Rolexes, baby, team us. Yeah, the earth is our turf, we can share the world. Maybe even go half on a baby girl.
She said, you ain't no good, no good, but you feel so good. She said, what if I could, but I gotta leave you alone.
She said,
I gotta leave you alone.
She said,
I know you bad, but I want you back.
She said,
makes me so sad. That I gotta leave you alone.
Yeah.
I gotta leave you alone.
Let me be your mind reader, let me read your mind. And when I'm done with the front, hit it from behind. Love and loyalty never cross a line. Just hit a nigga up when I cross your mind. Show you how to get your own, you won't be watching mine. Put you up on G, show you how to shine. And maybe we can kick it when I got the time. Be my backbone, every nigga need a spot. Gotta know you ride with me if I'm riding wrong. In case I wake up in the morning and it's all gone. Best believe I'ma get it right back. That's the hustler in me, I know you like that. You probably think I'm with a different broad every night. When I think about this shit, man, you probably right. The more I think about it, shit, you probably wrong. Cause what you didn't think about is that I'm probably grown.
She said, you ain't no good,
no good,
but you feel so good.
She said,
what if I could, but I gotta leave you alone. Me so sad that I gotta leave you alone. I gotta leave you alone.
This is DJ Sugar. I am all about getting paid and giving back to my community. That is why I listen to Get That Moolah with Yemma Baby, only on Spot On.
Earlier on, I talked about this guy who's the guy who was trying to clean up his son's computer. And then he came across some, you know, articles that are kind of disturbing. And what happened was the guy was trying to ask for people's advice, like other fathers or mothers out there, trying to see how he's going to go about it. This guy found porn on his 13-year-old kid's computer. Just trying to clean it up. Apparently, the computer was kind of slow, and the son told him. And he one day dedicated his time and tried to clean it up. And then he bumped into like thousands and thousands and thousands of porn material. I'm talking about pictures. I'm talking about videos. I'm talking about websites. Everything. He bumped into everything. And the guy was kind of concerned because, dude, you try to clean your son's computer, 13-year-old kid's computer, and you bump into Pound. Of course, if you're a dad, it's legitimate to become concerned, right? So what the father did was he wrote a letter. Like, instead of having a one-on-one session with the kid, he wrote a letter and he told his son, "Son, there is nothing that I haven't seen. There is nothing that I haven't done. And what you're going through now, I've done it all. I've been there, I've done that, I've conquered." Okay? So it's all normal for you to be going through and to be doing what you're doing right now. I understand completely. Okay? Don't get me wrong. But at the same time, I need you. Like, whenever you're going online to look for porn material and whenever you want to watch porn, I advise you to go to these websites. So what he did, he gave the son like websites or URLs of websites that he think that they're kind of that kind of safe, you know, virus-free websites. So he gave his son those websites. So whenever the son feels like he want to watch porn, he can go to those websites, not just any kind of website that might infect his computer with the virus. And this got me to thinking, what if it was you, your son, or your daughter? Would you have handled it the same way? Or would you start, you know, breaking all hell on the ball? Would you go mad? What would you do? If he was my kid, first of all, I would be like, "Okay, son, sit down. You know, sit down. Let's have a drink first." I would give him water, calm him down, make sure that he's feeling safe, feeling at ease, that nobody's done something wrong, and we just try to have a conversation like a man, just the way the dad handled it. I don't think he handled it in a worse way. I think that he actually did fine. So, but apart from like giving him the URLs of the website that he might visit whenever he wants to watch porn, he also told him to be careful because porn is kind of addictive. You know, like the week before last, I talked about that professor, that guy who was found with like materials of porn when he was going to facilitate, going through his normal routine of being a lecturer. So he was caught with porn, he was arrested. So the dad told his kid that if you don't watch out, you're going to become an addict. And being an addict, being a porn addict, is actually not so good because you were just going to, you know, be spending your time a lot, you know, like lots of your time like watching that, and you're not going to be productive. So he told his son that, "I am letting you choose whatever you want to do. If you want to watch porn, go to these websites, but at the same time, be careful. I don't want you to become an addict." And he told him that, "I am not going to tell your mom because I know your mom is going to freak out." So I think he did a fine job. Those are the kind of men that are role models into this society. They're the kind of men that are very reasonable and that are very sensible, you know? So, I mean, he took it like a man. And he was like, "This is my son. And I don't want to slap around my son, or I don't want to punish my son just because he watched porn. He's bound to do it anyway, right? I mean, everybody watched porn. Like, it's just a matter of time before anybody bump into something like that." So I think that he actually did a fine job as a dad. And I would, of course, I didn't respond to that letter, but I'm going to respond to it later and say, "Yo, hey, man, this is Yema, baby. And I think you managed that situation very well." All right. So that's my opinion. I don't know what y'all think out there. Do let me know what y'all think out there. Okay. 70-year-old prostitutes in Netherlands right now. I do not know what is going on in this world, yo. So there's two twins, identical twins. They've been prostitutes since the 1950s. Yeah, they've been in the business for over the last 60 years. And right now they are 70 years old. And one of them actually quit the game. And one of them is still continuing. She's saying that she got 3 more years in the game before she quits. She just want to make enough money to resign the job, or to take leave from the job, or to retire from the job, whichever vocabulary you want to use. So this actually fascinated me, like 70-year-old, they're like two of them. And they actually sat on TV, live TV interview, and they said that they don't understand how prostitutes do these days. You know, because back in their day when they were starting out, like they would start in street alleys, they would stand, you know, they would stand outside, but they would not be naked. They would have on clothes. And anytime a potential client would come across them, they would kind of flash or, you know, show interest of doing business. But they're saying nowadays, like, women are kind of crazy, kind of, because everything is all out. Like, you drive across the street, you see somebody naked. And that is how people do it nowadays. So they're saying back in that day, that was not right to do it. And you actually get arrested for that, for exposing yourself like that. So the reason why I'm talking about these two prostitutes in Netherlands is they have slept with 355,000 men. 355,000 men. Folks, that is not a joke. You know what I'm saying? That is not a joke. That is no kids' play. So between them, 180 each, 180, that's what they were saying. And I mean, they're saying it's not that bad. The way people sometimes try to put it, they were saying that they started out because they came from a humble background. They didn't have no food, no money, you know, the usual story. But they were just trying to do what they had to do to get paid. And a lot of folks actually have responded to that video about their interview and them saying that they've slept with all those men. And folks are right now judging them, telling them how they are dirty, how that is not cool, how that should not have been broadcasted on live or on big TV station like that. And, you know, folks are just going at it. First of all, I don't see nothing wrong with them coming out and saying that they've been in the business for the past 60 years. I don't see nothing wrong with that, you know, because it's a fact. And they've made enough money to actually feed their family right now. I'm not going to judge them and say that they did a bad thing or prostitution is bad or you know, they're dirty. I'm not going to say none of that. All I do know is people do what they want to do. It's a free world. Freedom to do whatever you want. So they felt like that's the right kind of business. I'm cool with that. I don't have any problem with that. And, you know, life goes on. You know, do y'all think it's wrong? I don't have any problem with that. It's not my life. It's somebody else's life. They can do whatever, you know, they can do what they want. And it's totally acceptable. I don't have any problem with that. Nutrition in U.S. schools right now, the state proposed a plan to kind of curb obesity in the American schools or in the entire nation. And the school lunch for elementary school students is going to be 650 calories per day. For high school kids, it's going to be 850. And for middle school kids, it's going to be 700. So a lot of school students are complaining right now, saying that, what are the athletes going to be doing? Like, that calorie is way below. What about people who are active? So people, like, there's a video right now which is out on YouTube, and guys are rioting, and guys have actually made like a dummy song or like a parody, criticizing the move to lower the calories that kids take on a daily basis. I don't know what y'all think about that. Is it the best way to go against fighting obesity? I think it's pretty decent. It's pretty decent, you know, considering sometimes we are conscious of the food that we do eat, you know. So it's not a wrong move, but at the same time, actually the athletes got some sense there. You know, you cannot feed an athlete 700 calories a day, you know, when they want like 2,000 calories a day. I don't think that's reasonable. So, you know, while you sit and think about that, I'm gonna give you a minute or so, you know. And somebody else is coming up. My time is up. And while you're thinking about it, save those comments for Friday. Friday we're gonna be live, same time, 7 until 8, at night, put it in your calendar, okay? The show is spot on. Yeah, my baby, right here. You've been listening to Penguin Radio, only at radio.dominican.edu. Stay tuned.
I had a